All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
And I do owe Ryan an apology when I broke into that update there, but like, it's not his fault. He's playing the audio and he's got every right to do it. What the hell is the point of doing the interview, Herman, if you're not going to answer a very basic question? Can you see a change at the end of the year? Oh, I don't want to speculate. Well, then goodbye. Goodbye. Why do people do this? Why is everyone so afraid to comment? Seriously. What are you fearing? This isn't North Korea. You're not going to be thrown in an internment camp or blown up by artillery or fed to dogs. Do you believe Patricia and Quinn's jobs are on the line? Yes or no? You could say no, and here's why. You could say yes, and here's why. You could paint a hypothetical, but I hate when I hear this. Well, you know, I'd hate to speculate. Well, then why are you doing an interview? Like, why is everyone so afraid of professional teams? Oh, my God, I couldn't possibly say they're not doing a good job. Why? What, you won't get invited back to the pregame buffet? Who cares?
Well, no, because he works for the team. But
God.
But even then, if he works for the team and he doesn't want to be
what's
critical,
he doing for
then,
the team
say, then say no, their jobs aren't at risk.
What's he doing for the team?
He does the preseason roundtable stuff.
Oh.
He does. I think he does some other stuff within the team.
Pre-game stuff for Fox, I believe, too.
Yeah, I believe he does pregame stuff for Fox. Their
show.
So
he's a propagandist.
Yeah,
got
pretty
it.
Much.
Cool.
Yeah.
No need for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. The team just dropped a game to Oakland. They're 3-4-1. You got the worst defense in football. You got to be able to go out and say, listen, I like everybody involved, but clearly they're not getting it done. If it doesn't change, they're losing their job. That's it. No one's asking for ad hominem attacks. I'm not asking Herman Moore to go on a personal jihad against the coaching staff. But it's just like this mental block that people have. How did we get here, man? Jesus.
Yeah, hey, this team has a 4% chance of making the playoffs. You think there could be some jobs on the line?
Oh, I think the results will speak for itself. Well, great, then why the hell am I talking to you?
I think it would have been easier if he just would have said, nope, you know what, I think they're going to be back next year. I don't think their jobs are in jeopardy.
Agree with it, disagree with it, that's your call as fans. I'm telling you my belief, they're going to come back. All right, should they come back? Yeah, probably, because a regime change right now would set the organization back a few more years. I think we got to go down the road with these guys. Done. Answer the question. End. Not hard. It's the same damn thing you turn on ESPN every day with Get Up. Get up. Get out. Nobody on that damn show giving an opinion. It's ridiculous. Hey, do you think this team sucks? Well, you know, they're working hard, and it's a tough league, and what?
Dan Orlovsky's on that show. You'd think that every NFL quarterback is a Pro Bowler.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Everybody's Johnny Unitas.
I got a problem with him.
What?
I got a problem with him because of what he said about Stafford in a tweet this morning.
Oh, Jesus. Again, this guy's agent?
No, here's the thing. I have no problem with what he said because Stafford, I think, played wonderful on Sunday. My problem with him is, and I debated with my friends this morning about it, he never says anything bad about Stafford.
Right.
Last year, Stafford had an awful season. I never heard Dan Orlovsky say anything bad about his year last year.
No, he turned him into a martyr.
Oh, it's the offensive line. It's this. He needs more help. Is it ever on Matthew Stafford? Can you ever give me a moment when he's bad?
No, because it's his friend.
And that's the problem that I have with
and
him.
That's why I have no patience.
This season, I'm no problem with Stafford for me.
Well, that's the other thing I like, too, is people like him will take the victory lap now that Stafford's playing well.
Exactly.
And you're like, wait a second. If you're not there when he's playing bad to say those things, you don't get to take a victory lap now.
Right.
That ain't how that works.
And that's exactly what I told my friends. I'm like, don't get me wrong. He's been wonderful this year. But come on, Dan Orlovsky. When he's bad, when he has a bad play, when something's wrong,
gotta say it.
Gotta
say it. Jesus.
not that hard.
No, it's not. Like, geez, I don't know. I have a friendship with a guy who played for the Lions, and him coming here was a bust. I've said it. It's not personal. It sucks it ended the way it did. But guess what? TJ wasn't a great investment. He couldn't stay healthy. That's my friend. Mm-hmm. Had dinner with him and his wife 2 weeks ago. Like, that's the gig. Yep. Told him, you're coming home. This is the deal, man. It's not hard. Just approach it with a shred of integrity. Jesus.
How would you answer that question that Herman Moore just dodged? I know we talked about it yesterday.
Mike, come on, really?
But I'm saying... Barring, what, winning one more game the rest of the season, they're back, correct?
No, I don't like putting a number on it, and here's why. Because I'm letting the product dictate whether this thing is going to work out or not. I said this morning. Because the guys in Chicago, it's all Mitch Trubisky's fault, okay?
Oh, I'm sure.
And that's fine. They want to launch him out of a cannon. They also tried to get me to trade them Matthew Stafford. I told them, you don't have
it. For what?
There's not enough.
Stafford for who?
They offered me Khalil Mack and a one.
Oh, God, wow.
My point is.
As Blaschel says, quite the package.
Yeah,
that
that's
would
a
be,
heck
wow.
of a package.
Khalil Mack and a first-round pick for Stafford.
But the whole point is, it's funny how everybody calls in yesterday wanting to dump Stafford, and then you see another city's viewpoint of it, and they're like, please, God, we'll give up the whole franchise. What I told him is, I'll trade you Stafford, but you got to take the Ford family with him.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
Swap ownership.
But no, Mike, to me, you get a read on whether it's going the right direction or not, separate from the numbers. When I'm looking at a defensive guru who's had two off seasons and two drafts, and he's operating the worst defense in football, that's the biggest red flag of all. They went out, the change coordinator to quarterbacks playing at an MVP level. I mean, think about it. Dave Burkett wrote a piece today. Stafford would be in the MVP discussion if they had a couple more wins. Yeah, and I'd be George Clooney if I were more attractive. What am I supposed to say? Speaking of attractive, Evan Jenkins, everybody. All right.
I get that, though. Stafford is not his fault this season. He's been playing great. But doesn't that kind of – when you hear that about MVP
– I know.
Doesn't it – don't you also kind of think on principle, hey, if someone's playing at an MVP-type level
– they are winning.
Shouldn't the team be a little
– yes,
be a little better?
I'm making the point to you that I see enough red flags with this team that even when they were winning – it wasn't, I don't want to say impressive. It wasn't organic. It was the wins were synthetic because you were being boosted by insane turnover luck. I don't believe you're a good football team. This is not a good football program, so to speak. Bob Quinn has not made this objectively more talented than they were a few years ago. The defense, as categorized by Mike Lombardi, is big and slow. And the only thing we know is you're going to be getting rid of arguably your best defensive player this offseason because he's not falling in line with the program and Darius Slay. Mike, I see what I need to see to tell you I don't think it's going to work. So record be damned, they go 6-9-1, 7-8-1, 5-10-1. It doesn't matter. It's a pass-fail business. They're not in the playoff picture now, and they're not going to be later. And I'm not going to do this sock puppet routine. Well, listen, if these 17 things happen and they win their last three, they can win on the eighth tiebreaker. Not interested. Because all that means is you're boarding a flight for your own funeral to go to Seattle or go to New Orleans or go to Dallas and you will get butchered. Not interested. I want to win. I want to win playoff games. Do you believe that Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are trending towards bringing you a Super Bowl or not? My answer is an unequivocal no. So the wins and losses, barring extremes, don't factor in for me. All they're doing is skinny dipping in the pool of mediocrity. And I don't care to see it. That's not a sight I'm interested in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.